Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Welcome to the show Spiritual Alchemy on the Ringing Stone Network. My name is Brother Kasimel, and tonight it's going to be a special show. It's part two of the show that I did last week. Well, actually, it was 2 weeks ago on the music industry. It was a rebroadcast from a Beverly D show that I actually did back months ago, but it was fitting. And it was fitting because black music is so powerful. And, you know, it's important that we acknowledge, you know, our greatness in many ways, shapes, and forms. Back then, the show was centered around vibrations, tones, frequencies, and also the spoken word. Went into the music industry, and the power of the music industry went into the artists, went into how to enhance, you know, ourselves, how to strengthen ourselves using tones and frequencies and vibrations. So if you haven't heard that show, you can still get it. It is in the archives. It's about 2 weeks ago, two Thursdays ago. The show Spiritual Alchemy is on every other Thursday. But anyway, tonight, got a special show for you. This is part two, and it's going to be dedicated to rhythm and poetry, better known as rap music. Now, it's been given another name, rhythm and bars. And I'm going to explain what that is, because rap music is on the comeback. And there are many artists now that are freestyling and are displaying their divine talent. And that's something I'm going to go into tonight. I'm going to go into the connection of rap music and spirituality and how it does connect. Even though we realize what has become of rap music over these past maybe 10 years or so, you know, it has been a lot of garbage. Okay, and but this genre is the longest running genre, you know. Out of the, you had the disco, you had the jazz, you had the soul, the blues, which still exist, but for some reason rap is not going away. And there's a reason for that, because of the fact that it is the power of speech, the power of the spoken word, okay, which is a very powerful thing, because in the beginning there was the word, and the word was God. And what it is that the way that we express ourselves is very important. In ancient Egypt, power of speech was not taken lightly. For the science of Heka, which is magic, Egyptian magic, has a lot to do with the power of words and how words are projected, how words are relayed. So, you know, tonight we're going to go into that. We're going to go into a few things in relation to rap music that maybe you were unfamiliar with. We're going to go into bars. What is rhythm in bars? Okay, exactly. The Soul Train Awards, which aired months ago, no longer have a rap category. You no longer have a hip-hop. But the category is rhythm and bars, which is proper. Okay, and this is the proper name, actually, okay, for rap music, because of the fact that it is rhythm and poetry. And tonight, after the first hour, I'm going to be putting on some freestyle. And I may freestyle myself, part of myself that many didn't know. I am from New York originally, and I know a little bit about rap, older now, but, you know, I still got a little something going on. But anyway, I may give y'all a treat tonight. And to say that this is a show for the young, it's for the young and for the old, because rap music has been around for over 40 years, around 40 years. Now, it's been 1981, so maybe, 2021, okay, will be 40 years, okay, that has been around. Really has been around before that. You know, rap music has been around, rapping has been around for quite some time, let's put it like that, because it is the power of the spoken word, rhythmically speaking. And I recently realized, you know, some of the connection with spirituality and rap. I was doing some decrees, it is called. For those who listened to last week's show, Sister Juanita goes into decrees a lot. And one of the Ascended Master decrees dealing with the Violet Flame happened to rhyme. And then another one also happened to rhyme. And I said, wow, that sounds a little bit like I'm rapping if I'm doing it fast. So that's when I started to connect the dots. And I said, wow, the science of rhythm and rhyme is very powerful, and it's a dynamic to it. And this is something that a lot of our young have naturally now. You see rappers all over now. They rap like it's nothing. Now, I'm not saying that they're saying significant things. They're saying some of the worst things with the B's and the H's. But overall, it's a divine gift that they have to command, be able to command the power of speech to go in. Because many times they come off the top and they go in and they just flow with it and it comes through them. And when I see that and when I feel that coming from them, a lot of them anyway, I know that it's from deep within the heart and soul. They actually feel it. And, you know, tonight this is something that we are going to experience. So anyway, I'm going to start off with a little bit of the history first of rap music. For those who may not be familiar, it's not going to take long. I'm going to go over some history a little bit because that is important, because this is Black History Month, so we're going to do that.
Right.
1981, okay, we had that Sugar Hill Gang and Curtis Blow and all of that. But for what many do not know, we realize that before they came out, they, in New York City, in the Bronx, New York, which everybody knows, and also in Queens, which I'm going to address that Queens connection too, with Afrika Bambaataa and Kool Herc and all of them. And a lot of them were once gang members. Okay, they had the Savage Skull, Black Spades, and stuff like that in the Bronx. Bronx is well known for the gangs back in the days. And what it is that they formed this new genre, so it is said. And it didn't start off with the lyrical content. It started off more or less ba ba da ba da bang ba bang bang da 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 da. It had no words. Then there was a rap battle with none other than Kool Moe Dee. Kool Moe Dee was the first rapper to actually display in front of multitudes of people lyrical genius. Okay. Smashed the brother up. I forgot what his name was. It was a rap battle in or MC battle. That's what it was. It wasn't a rap. It was MC back then, because there was no rap battles back then. But it was an MC battle. And I'll think of his name in a minute, but Kool Moe Dee just put him to shame. And that was the birth of the lyrical rapper, okay, was Kool Moe Dee, believe it or not. And people realize at that point, you have to make sense now with what you say, okay? And this is where now rap has become insignificant, because they're not making any sense at all. But that's going to change. Let me continue with the history. Now, you had some Houdini, you had the rappers starting to talk about their experiences and things of that nature. And then after that, of course, it went to the West Coast, because things got too conscious for those in power. You had Brand Nubian coming out. You had Gangstar. You had Jeru. You had Boy, you know, a bunch of them started coming out with conscious lyrics, waking the people up. Public Enemy, of course, can't leave them out. And when these rappers started coming out, they had to do something about that. That was not something that was in their best interest at all. So what they did is they got Ice Cube, they got Dr. Dre, they got that whole crew, which they displayed in the movie recently, Compton, with Eazy-E, Snoop Dogg, all the rest of them, and interjected gangster rap, okay, in which the gangster rap, they had to insert that
to stomp out what was rising over in the East, which is a movement. Okay, and this is, they cannot have that. They knew the power of the spoken word all the way back then. It's just that we didn't. Oh, we did, and we tried to use it. But that spoken word dealing with the gangster vibration overpowered, okay, the positive lyrics. And it's a shame that it's that way, okay, that you got negative lyrics that can overpower positive lyrics like that. It's very interesting how that modality, you know, kind of works, all right? They just recently had a rapper who, this is recent, and basically went off on another famous rapper, two females. And those listeners out there may know who I'm talking about, but, I mean, millions of people heard it, of course, okay? I looked at one YouTube, it was like million something, all right? So that's what it took to put her out there? Is that what it took for people to understand who she was? I knew who this sister was from back. She won Soul Train Awards and everything. She's a master rapper, okay? I'm not going to say her name, all right? You can do the research. You'll find out who I'm talking about. But the bottom line is that I knew of her back in the days, her talent. She's a gifted black sister, okay? And she's from the hood. So this is her, you know? And she went savage, okay, on this the other rapper. You'll find out who her name is, too. You dig hard enough. But bottom line is that my point is that negativity always gets attention. Always gets attention. Okay, so when they went to the gangster rap with the West Coast and everything, that right there was snatched all the attention away from the brothers who was trying to put out positive. Now, some of the West Coast rappers even tried to follow suit. Like you had a rapper named Paris, who was putting out positive lyrics. Matter of fact, I'm going to put on a cut after I finish building this hour of one of Paris's cuts. Black Woman. That's what he put out. This was in the 80s. He put out Black Woman, and it was powerful. Okay? And Ice Cube was once, he became conscious after a while, after that gangster phase, and what happened now? They gave him fame and force. They gave him movies. They gave him all this other stuff. So now he ain't all militant and all that kind of stuff anymore. Neither is Queen Latifah. Okay, they gave her fame when she was ladies first and the queen and all that kind of stuff. What happened to her? Blonde hair, movies, television shows. She's, you know, she got that stardom now. So they see that warrior spirit in you. They make sure they give you stardom and fame and fortune. So you calm all that stuff down, all right? Because those two I just mentioned, Ice Cube and Queen Latifah, are extremely talented rappers, extremely talented people, period. And the system just ushered them right on the way. But anyway, after that phase of the gangsterism, well, let me say one more thing. The brother, young brother Eazy-E, was assassinated. He didn't just come down with AIDS. As soon as he flipped on the white man who was in charge of them up there, he's the one who died, because Eazy-E ran stuff up there, up in Compton. And what it is that Eazy wanted to take control. So what they did is they bumped you off. Okay, just like they did on the last show, I mentioned Philadelphia Records, okay, how they wanted to take the industry over after Motown dominated it, then Philadelphia Records, and what happened? Okay, they destroyed Philadelphia Records. Same thing, that was an empire, Philadelphia Records. They had everybody. Eazy-E was going the same route, finished him off. Tupac wanted to do that. He wanted to get all rappers together, so Tupac was dead soon after he started talking like that. Okay, same thing. So the industry is controlled, and anybody who wanted to step out of that and try to control things, either you knew your place or you got bumped off, one or the other. Now, an interesting thing happened when they went down to the Midwest with Master P, who was another entrepreneurial brother who that's the camp that Lil Wayne and Birdman, all them kind of guys came out of, okay? And what it is that he also wanted to start his own. I forgot the name of his company he wanted to start. They shut him down. He's still alive, but they shut him down. They had to quiet him up. All right. Then it moved down to the South. Now, all the way to Florida. Now, this is what happened. Interesting thing happened because they went for the gangster. Then they had to inject the itches and O's. Okay? They had to put that out there. And that came with Brother Luther Campbell. Okay, the brother was always smiling and came out with the video with your birthday with the women shaking their booties all over the place. And then you had the Rex and Effects, Rump Shaker. Then you had, what's the one with the guy, Mix-a-Lot, talking about the big butt and all of that. Oh, my God, she has a big... All those three, they were all one-hit wonders. No surprise. Okay? Whether it was It's Your Birthday, whether it was Sir Mix-a-Lot, or whether it was Rex and Effects. Why? They was designed, okay, by those controlling forces to put out the vibration of showing the black woman's body and injecting the low vibration sex energy into rap music. Okay, you had the gangster. Then they moved it all the way down, and then you had the pole dancing, and then you had all the other stuff going on, okay, in the South and stuff like that. So that those two negative attributes hold a grip, a strong grip on hip-hop, as they call it to this day. I never knew why they changed the name. Poetry is rap, is the R-A-P, is the name, which I will always call it that. I never used the word hip-hop. Didn't make a lot of sense to me, but I understand it's a culture and all that. But the foundation of it was the rhythm and poetry, which is an art form, a sacred art form. Now you have your mumble rappers. Back then, you had real rap artists. Back in the days, none of them made any money. None of the original rap artists back in the days really. Now, you had Russell Simmons and LL Cool J and those. They made some money. But I'm talking about a lot of the conscious rappers back then. They didn't make any money. The Poor Righteous Teachers, all right, they were called, with Wise Intelligent, okay? Your Tragedy Gaddafi. Well, Brothers Mobb Deep, they have, they were semi-conscious. Let's put it that way. They weren't totally, they were, you know, all into the gangster stuff too. But, yeah, so overall, this is where we are now with the, now, you know, they're wearing skinny jeans and mumble rapping. They call it mumble rap now. Okay, that's really what it is. Yeah, they call it trap, but really it's mumble rap because they're mumbling and you don't understand what they're saying, okay, at all. At least I don't anyway, and don't care to do that. But they demonized our sacred art form because it is a sacred art form. Okay, so that, you know, that's just about the history. I'm not going to go deep into the history. Everybody knows, you know, basically a lot of what I said already and knows probably more than I do in some cases. Okay, I'm not a rap, you know, expert. I just saw it from outside and was looking in over the years, never really highly desired to be a rapper or anything like that, you know, at all. I just respected the overall discipline of those who took out the time to write lyrics and to project them in a positive, in a righteous way, like a Brother Gangstar, R.I.P. You know, he's no longer with us. He's in the ancestral realm, but that brother made his mark, okay, which I'm going to put on a cut from Gangstar, you know, later on so we can hear Gangstar. You know, I've got some of the old school lined up, and I got some of the new school lined up in the second half of the show for us to listen to and for us to, you know, enjoy and be familiar with, because, you know, this is a celebration. I mean, this general has taken over the world. Okay, it's worldwide. You got Chinese rapping. You got down in Brazil, they rapping. Wherever you go, the young are doing it. And a lot of them got the flow naturally. Okay, what is that all about? Okay, it's something unique and powerful in itself about that. And that's what I'm going to go into right now a little bit, the spiritual significance of rap music, okay, and how. Now, most people are going to say, well, how, Brother Kassim, how are you connecting rap music with spirituality? They talking about itches and O's and all of that. How are you getting this? Well, I'm going to explain it right now so you understand. The power of speech, as mentioned earlier, is divine. Okay, this spoken word. And I was doing one of my Ascended Master Decrees about a month and a half ago, and I realized something. I realized that it had a rhyming significance to it. Now, that's not the whole thing that it rhymes, but if you notice, nursery rhymes that you say to children, or somebody who's into Wicca, they use the rhymes to create realities when they say things, okay? And what it does is it creates a vibration, especially when you dance or you do ritual along with the words that you speak. There are many instances of words that rhyme, in reference to doing magic in ceremony. I do a violet flame decree, and it rhymes. I am in the violet fire, blazing, transmit all desire, keeping on in freedom's name till I am one with the violet flame. It rhymes. Another ascended master decree that I do is called the tube of light decree. I am ascension light, victory flowing free. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I am ascension light, victory flowing free, all good one at last, for all eternity. I am light, all weights are gone, into the air I raise, to all with full God power, a wondrous song of praise. All hail, I am living Christ, the ever-loving one, ascended with full God power, I am a blazing sun. Rhymes. So, the ascended masters who brought us these decrees, everybody may not be familiar with the decrees. A sister was on last Thursday. Sister Juanita goes highly into that and what that's all about with the violet flame and the ascended masters. Anybody wants to know more about that, you can definitely tune into her show. It is a way, your voice and your spoken word, in such a powerful way that it creates realities. Okay, and this is what you can do using the power of the spoken word. In Egypt, it was called Heka in ancient Egypt. Okay. Now, the word Heka itself means power, spoken word, using that. Heka was the personification, okay, of magic. Heka is a divine gift. The ancient Kemites, or Egyptians, as you may say, depends on, you know, what school you're coming from, use Heka for healing as well. They combined Heka with music, okay, which is very sacred, because back during that time, music was a very powerful thing, and in some cases, only the elite were allowed to listen. Spoken word entwined with a sound and through instruments and stuff like that is a powerful alchemical mix. And they considered that very sacred and a divine gift indeed. And the Egyptians, they placed their trust in the power of speech and the ability to create by utterance, you know, uttering of the proper words. You know, of course, without the words of power, to them there was no magic, rituals, or ceremony at all. You know, so they had the Jedi priests. The Jedi priests, Jedi or Judea, means way of the word, or power of the word. Okay, so it's a thing where they knew about the power of certain words and certain frequencies said in a certain way all the way back to Egypt. Then it came down through the ascended masters, the traditions, and used the science that the ascended masters, a lot of them reincarnated. A lot of them probably reincarnated even from Egypt or even before that and brought that science. So when they talk about rap music now actually being something new, no, it's not new at all. It's been around for eons, but in different way, shape, and forms. And as I said before, halfway through this, which, you know, coming up on the hour mark, I'm going to take some questions. And also, I'm going to play some different forms of rap music, real positive lyrics. Okay, no mumble rap, you know, for us. Now, the young need to do some serious studying on using the power of speech to enhance themselves, because you can pick up your vibration, especially if you combine with dance. You combine your spoken word with dance and with ritual together. All right? You can create certain realities. You can heal, okay, using your body language and art even to give, you know, the full effectiveness. Because with the art, you're using your right brain, okay, and conjunction with your speech. With the power of spoken word, you are also giving. You are projecting out something to the universe. So it's a form of giving. Okay? It's a form of giving, and you want to give in order that you can receive. But you have to give the right things. Now we have the negativity going on. We got the skinny jeans going on. We got the craziness going on. That's not what it's all about. It's all about utilizing the right science to elevate self, using your divine gift and using it the right way, using it the proper way. Hopefully with the return, because now bars are coming back, as they say. Bars are measures of music, the time frame. That's why they call it rhythm in bars. Okay? And a lot of rappers do what they call 16 bars. And with the 16 bars, okay, it's cut up in fours, four, 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 like that. And then you return again. And this 16 bars is displayed well by groups like, if anybody have heard, which I'm going to play a cut from the Tribe Called Quest as well. So you can hear the 16 bars. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Like that. All right. So this is, I mean, take down your notes. You can look at this all up, what I'm saying, you know, because of the fact that this rap music done properly is an art form. Okay. That, and it's also a empowering form, because it can invigorate you because of the fact that you're using the power of the speech. I got one or two freestyle that's very powerful lined up from Philadelphia brothers, who I was extremely impressed with. Okay, they was at the Black and Noble bookstore, and they had the little awards thing going on. They had the best in Philly down at the Black and Noble. And the brothers did their thing, You know what I'm saying? I was proud of them because they were displaying real rap, not mumble rap. Okay? And what it is that this is, hopefully this time around, the young brothers who now are more and more being exposed to rhythm and bars, okay, will not drop the ball and will start to lean toward the positive lyrics and leave out the itches and o's. Okay, so hopefully that, you know, will happen, you know, this time around. Okay, because of the fact that last time we kind of dropped the ball, but then again, the way this devil works is the thing where that was just snatched away and the brothers were kicked to the curb, no money, no nothing. Okay, it was a sad period of time around that time. I don't know, it was, I guess, in the mid-80s or something like that. It was really a sad period because I saw a generosity. See, I didn't always like hip-hop music. When it first came out, I was kind of like into the disco era, all that kind of stuff. And when that came out, the rap music, I was like, what is this? It was crazy at first. Then once I started hearing the conscious lyrics, because I was spiritual back then, I was into Islam, I was all kinds of stuff back then. Once I started hearing those lyrics, I started listening, okay, more closely. That's when Brand Nubian came out. They were 5%, so I related. And Public Enemy came out. You had Professor Griff, who was Nation of Islam. I related. All right. You had others who started coming out. Gangsta, what's the other guy's name? The one who goes sissies at the end. He calls everybody sissy. But anyway, X-Clan, that was them, X-Clan. Yeah, they did their thing. And, you know, I loved all of those guys. And what it is that I started to listen. And I started to listen even more when I started hearing the music that I liked. Now, let me say something about the music, because that's an important part of what rap is all about. And that, a lot of that came out of Queens, New York. Okay. I'm from Queens as well. I'm from the Bronx and I'm from Queens. And I saw what that was, of the mixing of the turntables and all of that. That was developed and enhanced in Queens, New York. A lot of those DJs in Brooklyn and Queens was there. There's a documentary called The Founding Fathers. I think that everybody's in, you know, you want to really know some history, YouTube's got it on. Watch it if you never saw it before, because it's very informative. It tells you where the mixing came in at, with the little box that you mixed the records and the scratching and all that, where that came from. That didn't come from the Bronx, for those who didn't know. All right, that came out of Queens. And what it was is that there was one brother who invented it. He didn't make any money off of it. The white man saw it, snatched it up, made zillions, because there was a place in New York called Crazy Eddie's, right? And it was two play Crazy Eddie, and it was in competition. And they sold equipment. They sold the Technics turntables, and they sold the mixers and everything else, because they know these young kids wanted that stuff. And, you know, the big speakers, you know, they were put out in the park. I mean, it was crazy back then, you know, but we was jamming out in the park. So we was doing it back then. So hip-hop molded high-powered. That's why there's so many rappers from Queens. Well, you got Russell Simmons. You got LL. You got Mobb Deep. You got Busta Rhymes, which is kind of like Long Island-ish. You got Tribe Called Quest. I can go on. You know what I'm saying? There's so many of them. 50 Cent from Queens. Nicki's from Queens, Minaj, I mean, it goes gold, but that's new. I didn't mean to throw her in there. She's new school. But, yeah, so it's a thing where the sound was important as well. So we need to understand that music and the lyrics, okay, combined was an alchemy that was highly devastating, okay, to the system when they realized that we could create such a powerful combination, okay, of sound, a soulful sound, and also positive, you know, lyrics going on, you know, with it to project. Because when a good rapper projects his voice, he's coming from within. He's pushing forward that vibration. You know, if you ever be around a rapper in the studio and he's really putting it out there, he's fired up. You know, most of them anyway. Some rappers are calm. Now some can switch. But the that projectile energy is going out into the universe, and the universe responds. Now, if you're talking about itches and O's all the time, and all, you're going to keep your vibration low by you rapping about that kind of stuff all the time. Okay, you're not going to really elevate, but so high. All right, because your mindset is still in the...
Now, there's something I do want to say about rhythm and bars. Just about anybody can rap. If you put your mind to it, you can say words to a beat. Okay. And it's a powerful thing, especially if you start to, you know, speed things up a little bit and start to be precise with it. And I'm going to do a freestyle, all right, right here on the network. But I'm going to save it for the end, toward the end. I'm not going to give it away so fast because, you know, I'm just not going to do that. It's going to be powerful. Y'all will see, all right. But in the meantime, I want to just give spiritual technologies, which is what you can do to enhance your vibration using the power of the spoken word, all right, the power of speech, okay, the power of rhythm and poetry. Now, according to some of the teachings of the masters, you combine mantra, prayer, you combine activation, you combine the I am, you put the I am in there, which God is present within you in there, and chemo mix, of course, with rhythm and rhyme, you can start to bring forth the things that you want. And the ancient Egyptians, they actually called that Heka. That was a form of Heka. They have the Ogad, Ogdad, Heka of Thoth, they call it. Let it be written, let it be done. Remember, Thoth was the writer. Let it be written, let it be done. And you have the Heka of Hathor, love, life, death, and resurrection. All right? It's a thing where the ancient Egyptians knew, okay, this power. You've seen what they have done. Many know that the Egyptians or the ancient Kemites, okay, were no joke in how they did things. And they indeed used. Now, one of the symbols, believe it or not, of Heka is the entwined serpents. That was one of the symbols of Heka magic. So whenever you see that doctor symbol or whatever, that was Heka, power, spoken word, magic. Heka is a divine gift. Okay. It's also related to the goddess Hakate, Heka, Hakate, which they took and they put into Greece. You know, because she's a Greek god, Hakate, okay, which is a dark goddess, which is, you know, that's a whole other thing. I'm not going to get into Hakate right now, but it is a relation there. Now, part of spiritual technology, as I mentioned before, is to, on a regular basis, formulate your powerful words of your choice. Now, if you have a recorder, what you can do, you can project a mantra using or creating a decree, using the power of the spoken word with the things that I mentioned, dealing with the mantra, dealing with the prayer, dealing with the rhythm and the rhyme, powerful words, the I am. Combine that and record it. And let it play at night. Let it play at night. Whatever you want to manifest, let it play at night. Okay, while you're sleeping, your voice. And while it plays at night, it's going to register in your subconscious mind. That's where the power is. Your power is in the subconscious mind. So you do this on a regular, but using the science of rhythm, rhyme, and also you are projecting. Now, this is not only for those who like to rap, but for those who just want to speak it on a regular. You can do it with music. You can create your decree with music, or you can say it without music at all. But when you do that, when you create it, you want to loop it so it plays over and over and over again. Don't worry, you're going to fall asleep, but your subconscious mind is going to be embedded there.
And that's where the power comes in at. Okay? So that's something that you can do using your own spoken word. You know, create a, whatever it may be, and play it. At night, you may want to let it play for an hour. If you want to do that, that's fine. 2 hours, whatever you want to do all night if you want. No. But it's not going to hurt you. It's your voice. You're not being programmed by anybody. And it's what you want to bring forth. Okay? So that's a powerful thing to do. You know, and like anything else, it takes time. There's nothing instant. You know, everything is discipline, patience. You know, and then things will start to manifest, you know, for us in our lives in a much better and a more profound way. Remember, without the spoken word, there's no magic. Without the spoken word, there's no ritual or ceremony. Okay? And what you want to do by using your power of speech, you alter your state of consciousness. Okay? And that's what you want to do. Because once your consciousness is altered, your state is altered, now you can get into those other zones that you want to be in, which is like otherworldly, if you want to put it like that. All right? And in that realm is where you can start to tap into things that you never tapped into before. So you want to alter state. A lot of people, they use fake methods to alter states, like they try to do drugs and stuff like that. But not to say that all of it is bad. You know, they have certain things, like they use ayahuasca, or they may use various other things. Some use weed. You know, it depends. But overall, it's a thing where you can alter your state of consciousness just by using your own internal power if you know how to do it. I've seen rappers go in. I know they're going in. And even people who do spoken word, because spoken, I take nothing away from spoken word as well. But spoken word and rapping a message is a little different. Because when you're rapping the message, you're hitting boom, boom. You're hitting in a different kind of way. You're hitting with a more rhythm and more dynamic way than if you're just saying it. Okay? It hits you in a different kind of way. All right? It's not the same. So this is what, because everything in the universe is rhythmic. You got the waters coming across, waves in the ocean is rhythmic, all right? You got the way the planets revolve around, you know what I'm saying, rhythmic, okay? Everything is in nature is related. How we move, how we walk, there's a rhythm to it, all right? Everything is rhythm. Rhyme, the word rhyme comes from rhythm, okay? That's why rhyming is of important, because it makes it more dynamic, because it's related to the rhythm of it all. All right? So this is where our power, a lot of our power lies right now. So hopefully we will, again, not drop the ball and fall victim and let this chance go, because, like I said before, a lot of rappers are coming out and they taking away. People are going to have to give up their rap cards, so-called rappers. They're going to have to give up their rap cards because they can't really rap, all right, at all, all right? And they have a show on Funkmaster Flex. I forgot what number he's up to now, but they got all the young brothers coming on his show, all right, to display their skills, okay? And they put all of them on YouTube. And he's like Hot 97 radio show up in New York. And he's got, whether it's Drake or whether it's all, I mean, he challenged me. He said, look, you know, you say, okay, that you a rapper. Come on. You know, you got the freestyle. You got to show and prove. All right? So, and his famous thing is anybody can come up here. And he made a mistake one time when he let a mumble rapper, I forgot his name, come up there. You can see it on YouTube. And chumped it. The mumble rapper tried to come up there and act like he could rap, and he couldn't do it. Didn't have the intelligence. Didn't have the rhythm. Didn't have what it took. But this same mumble rapper is making some money out there. I forgot what his name was. Designers or something like that. I forgot what his name was. You know. But an idiot to me. Total idiot. But This is what a lot of the young now are listening to, and I don't get it. As I said before, they're trying to bring back real rap. It's still, you know, of course they ain't playing it on the radio. They ain't playing none of it on the radio. Now, interesting. That's interesting. Why is it that they play old school, right? Why is it they don't play any old school rap? 101.9, I'm in North Carolina. They don't play no old school rap at all. Okay? What is that all about? They play the old school music, but the reason why is that they were probably told not to. That rap music has been given a demonic, I guess you could say, stamp. Okay, and a lot of the older people who even knew rap sort of kind of back then in the 80s, early 80s and stuff like that, and who liked some of it or whatever, will have nothing to do with it at all and won't even say, okay, that they like rap music because of how much has been trashed, really. But just to know that it's been trashed and it wasn't always that way. It wasn't always that way. So, you know, why trip if it wasn't always that way? You know, you knew when it was gold. You knew when it was good to go. So, I mean, and there was such a time. Okay, so overall, thing where we have to take another look at rap music. Okay, take another look at real rap and what it is, which I'm getting ready to display now because we up on that hour almost, and I'm ready to throw on some rap music. You know, hopefully, you know, family, hang with me and listen up, because you know, you're in for a couple of treats. You know, in reference to some conscious rap music. But first, I do, you know, want to give the listeners a chance, okay, to call in. Now, family, that call-in number is 515-605-9354. 515-605-9354. And press the 1. Okay, if you want to talk to Brother Kasim up here,
yeah, I'm going to go forward. I'm going to hit some brothers that were conscious rappers back in the days. They called the Xing Xing regime. These brothers have been doing their thing for a little while now, and I think that they are, you know, very positive brothers, no doubt at all. See if I can get this up.
Progress, just dealing with life's tests and everyday process.
Ayo, we strive
to conquer the madness and all of this nonsense. The ghetto responses.
Ayo, we strive.
Make everyday progress, just dealing with life's death and everyday process.
Ayo, we strive.
To conquer the madness and all of this nonsense. The ghetto responses.
Ayo, we strive.
I don't even know what you've been through. Hey, you black, brown, yellow, then you struggling simple. And can't forget my peoples on red too. Yo, it's black, brown, yellow, and red too. Babylon, label us a gang in large groups. Unify the hood, overwax the guard dudes. The ignorant don't want this and it's hard to. Looking at the baby shit's crazy, I got to. We're taking a stand, speaking up my costume. Martin got shot and the father got popped too. The real hip-hop, this is more than a pop tune. Wear many masks, can't change my costume. Looking for work, yo, employers is hostile. Off to the block, people do what they got to. Quintel Pro, place pins to squash you. Struggle man shit, give me one on spot, dude.
Ayo, yeah. We strive.
Make everyday progress, just dealing with life's test and everyday process.
Ayo, we strive.
To conquer the madness and all of this nonsense. The ghetto responses.
Ayo, we strive.
Make everyday progress, just dealing with life's test and everyday process.
Ayo, we strive.
To conquer the madness and all of this nonsense. The ghetto responses.
Ayo, we strive.
Yo, man.
Sing, sing.
Yeah. Black Bomb.
F9 Block Bombers. You know how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We strive.
Yeah, to the top. Cream rising.
You know? Always to the top.
Hey.
Sing, sing.
Ha.
Sage on Swarm on. Bass.
All right, that was the Sing Sing. Okay, them brothers. Just want to go down the list of some conscious rappers. Gangstar, Paris, Nas, Jerule, X-Clan, CL Smooth, Bahamadia. MC Light was kind of one of the positive ones, too. She was out there doing her thing. And these brothers never made any money. You know, they never was able, okay, to make any big money. And, you know, that was for a reason. This is kind of like the beginning stages of rap before it got negative and all of that. And then what happened is, of course, they start making the big money, you know. And that money didn't even go into our hands. We should basically own the music industry. We should be rich from the music industry. Sports and music, we should run that. But unfortunately, we don't. And because of that, we've lost control of what we hear, fortunately, and it's, you know, it's this crazy situation. But, you know, hopefully, you know, that can change, you know, soon. I give big props to the brother, name is Funk Flex, who brother got a radio station in New York and is showcasing some brothers out there, and you know, he's showcasing some real rap and trying to bring it back, you know, old school style, and you know, and that's for a reason. That's to me, it has a spiritual significance as well, because of the fact that the power of it is so tremendous that the real rap needs to be so. Anyway, I'm gonna see if I can get this Funk Flex show up and hear a brother, I think his name is Hebo, you know, freestyle a little bit. Let me see if I can get it up.
It is, man. G Herbo, I can't spill my bro Funk Flex on Hot 97. Get it. You know what it is, Funk Flex, G Herbo, he's here. We're here.
Yo,
everybody can't come up here.
RG Herbo, where I'm at? Funk Flex, let's get it.
Yes, sir.
Look, what I tell him?
When they was working, I was working harder than them. I was smarter than them. Benji, you know I never started with them. Still was farther than them. They like, boy, be cautious near them. Herbo, keep that carbon with them. Standing firm on what he's speaking, so you cannot bargain with them. Everything I learned was in the streets. I was turning to a beast. Had to humble down, cause I was over east. Every line can be killed. Any object can be built. Every ship can sink. It's all about the balance and the tilt. And it's all about survival. All about providing. Dead presidents, the only thing I recognizing. Trying to jeopardize, man, I can't reconcile with. Niggas on that foul shit, my little niggas wildin'. Body steady piling, I told him they too violent. He blamed his environment, we all just started laughing. But really it's the truth, cause that's why all the youngest blasting. All the youngest sliding, they catch them, they gon' smash them. And how you gon' help them if you ain't gon' help them? Ain't got nothing for them to do, know they got something to prove. Backpack half full, but he not coming from school. Hustling on the block, he don't want nothing but shoes. Pistol on him cocked like he ain't got nothing to lose. Like his mom's ain't at the house, thinking he ain't after school. He's the type to have a clueless when she crying on the news. We the type to have a clueless when she crying on the news. He was in the trenches, book bag, trapping by the school. He got head up, crowd split up, pick the shit up like a sit-up. Once you go down, it's hard to get up. That's the game, I don't make the rules. Though I'm just chilling in the hot spot till it cool off. I can't never take the tool off, take my jewels off. I work on any holiday. Give me April Fools off cause these niggas clowns. I'm high, can't bring me down. Promoters want me out of town. It just had to get me down. Ever since the niggas stood up, they've been trying to sit me down. Every time I throw my hood up, they go crazy in the crowd. You see L's everywhere, gold chains everywhere. Started something, we shot it up. I try to tell them they don't care. Got a 50 in the Glizzy and the Draco, they ain't fair. Playing Call of Duty, get a halo, let them wear it. Black mask, black Glock, whole month of February. Look, hold on.
Hold on.
Need
more action? Need more action?
Action, look. Look. What I tell them? Fell in love with the set. Caught a little action, got a little reckless. Shoot niggas, let them live, deliver the message. Catching felonies cause they telling, learned our lesson. My partner, he just beat two bodies. Caught a little blessing. I'm in Bali riding Maseratis. Like, why am I stressing? My mama, she don't need nobody. If anything, got too much time, probably need a hobby. Remember nights I got so fucked up, said I need a robbery. I ain't tripping, and I toughed up, had to get my bucks up. Get my Gucci Fendi stuff up, get my Hemi trucks up. These little niggas talking too much, need to shut the fuck up. I spent $8 on my Uber truck for me to slide in. Glizzy by my side, that's just how I'm riding. Turn an 8 shot to a 20 when I slide that mag in. Rendo woe down until I get high again. They like Herbo, all you spit is hot shit like a dragon. Carrying that bag, shit I had to drag in. I've been catching plays like I'm up in Madden. Herbo caught his wave, I got niggas mad again.
You see us, Funk Flex.
Funk Flex.
G-Herbo.
G-Herbo.
Bars is what we bring up here, bro. Remember that.
Alright, that's the Funk Flex freestyle. I think he's up to maybe like about 30, probably like a 50 brothers right now that he's done. I mean, he's done Drake. He's done a lot of people just to see, you know, what the real skills are. I remember when it was a time, this was on New Year's Eve. This happens, I'm going into artists with skills, the ones who don't have skills and ones who really do. Mariah Carey got up there and she messed up because of the fact that the music went out. And it just kind of displayed the fact that she really, really, really couldn't kick in and didn't really have the talent anybody thought she did. Now, a similar situation happened with Stephanie Mills, where the power went out and her professionalism just totally took over. And, you know, she just, you know, blasted out, you know, regardless, and her real skills came through. So this is what this brother, Funkmaster Flex, is doing up there with, you know, a lot of these rappers and so-called rappers, just to see who really has this gift, who really has this talent, who really can flow like that. And give them, you know, definitely, you know, respect for doing that. earlier, you know, in the show, I also mentioned a brother named Paris. And Paris was a conscious rapper out of the West Coast who came out of, I don't know, he's in Compton. I don't know what part of the West Coast he was from. But he came out, and shockingly, you know, he had a high degree of consciousness, you know, because, you know, you think about out there in L.A., you know, how it was with all the gangster rap going on, that a brother so conscious could come out of that. But, you know, I kind of, you know, found him and I said, wow, this brother, you know, he's a conscious brother out of the West Coast. I didn't totally understand, you know, how that was, but I'm going to see if I can find him, play him. Now, he dedicated this song to black women, and the name of the song is Black Woman, and I'm see if I can get that up. right. That was Brother Paris, you know, from the East Coast. You know, I know that Leo's not the best fan, but, you know, these artists, I'm saying their names, if you want to look them up, they're all available on YouTube, and you can check out, you know, their lyrics, because they were, you know, these brothers were all lyrical geniuses. That's why I have to give my props tonight, you know, of all of them, you know, mad respect and shout outs to all of these brothers who paved the way and tried to shift, you know, a reality in their day. You know, you're talking back in the 80s, in the 90s, and a lot of them are not known, and then, you know, a lot of them are forgotten about totally, unfortunately, but it is an important part of our, you know, history. You know, there's no doubt about that at all. I know this is, I know I said earlier, it's Black History Month. I know it's March, but still, you know, Black History is every month. And, you know, it's the thing where it's that I'm kind of carrying the show over from the part one that I did on vibrations and music in general, Black music. And I just want to, you know, do this segment here to give, you know, honors and respect for those rappers who came out back in the late 80s, I guess, early 90s, and, you know, tried to, you know, do some shifting to the consciousness, you know, and they did their thing. Okay, now, one of my favorites, you know, is a brother that I think many will know, you know, Brother Rakim, who I felt was one of my favorites, you know, from back in the days. And, you know, he definitely made his mark, you know, in that field of one of the conscious rappers who, he did a lot of stuff, he did a lot of things later on, but nobody paid it any attention because a lot of rappers did, positive rappers continued on their way, but they made no money and they were just stomped out by the controlling ones who control the industry, who didn't want those kind of lyrics. As most people know, the industry is controlled and promotes all the negativity that we see and hear, you know, right now over the airwaves, which is garbage, you know, actually, you know, and it really does a lot of damage, okay, to the young, unfortunately. And I could understand people's distaste of rap music in actuality, you know, if they basing it on what they hear now, no doubt about that at all. But for those who knew what it really once was, you know, they understand what it really is. And hopefully one day, you know, that soon will come back, you know, with power, so we can utilize it to our, you know, advantage, using, as I explained earlier, the magic and the power of that rhythm and rhyme. But anyway, I'm going to put on Brother Rakim.
Holy are you, holy are you, there is no God
yeah.
but you.
Uh-huh.
There is no God but you.
I need to talk to y'all for a minute.
Praise be the Lord.
Get serious for a minute.
Holy are you.
Like a hieroglyphic, mind prolific, infinite, like mathematics, the first language, now add that and add graphic, go ahead, then go let the blocks know it's the gospel, life's new manual, so watch close, the new Michelangelo or Pablo Picasso, prepare to show you the cosmos and rock flows, even my
my lyrical metaphysical. What this will do is help you get to your spiritual pinnacle. You find your mind too far-fetched for it to fathom. I bring the dark into the light, split the atom. It's like watching a Big Bang Theory emerge. I take titles, burn them to a billion words. They want a clear view from the farthest in the darkest corners of the universe to a corner near you. A barrel and ghetto apparel, stay blamed up, Fort Knox. A modern day King Tut, rap tight, rap like I've been preserved in time. Spit the holy water to touch it, to turn it to wine. It's the call. So we fell from paradise to holy hell. Probably descendants of the holy grail. Another part of history they won't reveal. Time to only tell. You waiting for judgment. It came in the form of a dove in the game to create its own position. It's blood in my vein. The chemical is identical. We one of the same. With seven letters in all three of my government names. Walk on water, nah, neighbor to Jesus. It's a parable to make followers and readers believers. From Egypt to Budapest, rock him as the truest left. Understand the scriptures like the minister Lewis F. I told you who God is, you ignore me like most of the prophets. Jesus, Solomon, Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad. I show the scholars would fulfill the broken promise. I spit the truth to predict the future like those Thomas. Like revelations, I'm hoping my quotes reveal the seven spirits of God when I open the seal. Interpret the holy Quran. These flows of God, translate it to law and decode the Bible. Warn the elders in the mosque, made songs and the laws. The seven churches, the synagogues, it's the Renaissance. In the bronze, like the Messiah, rock him a large. About to reveal a bigger secret in time, men of God.
Holy
okay, that was that Rakim. You know, again, pardon the audio of fam, but what it is that this is Blog Talk. Anyway, Brother Rakim did his thing back then. He was one of the most prolific, okay, rappers, you know, conscious rappers that I, you know, ever heard before. And, you know, big ups, you know, to that brother. And, you know, recently I had heard, I was invited, okay, to a church, something that I don't do, okay, that often. And they had, instead of the gospel thing, they was rapping. And that kind of took me, okay, off guard a little bit. And, I mean, they was doing their thing. And I was like, wow, this is something different. To hear that in church. But of course, you know, they was rapping some positive lyrics, and you know, I talk with them and they say, yeah, this is the new thing. It's called Christian rap. And I said, oh really? And they said, yeah, you know. And I said, oh, okay. I said, you know, I wasn't familiar with that. But I mean, you know, hey, you know, if somebody practices Christianity and they do the rap thing, you know, to Jesus or whatever, that's big thing. I'm like, hey, you know, feel it, you know. I personally am not a gospel music fan, but I think I may be able to relate, okay, to some rap lyrics a little bit better, you know, than that. But, yeah, so it's rap music is penetrating, you know, different, it's penetrating everything. It's penetrating the different races of people, is even penetrated the church. It's just, you know, going, you know, in many directions. And there's no signs of it going away. You know, it's like I said before, it's the longest running genre, you know, that I can think of. And, you know, a lot of people say, yeah, well, you know, rap goes back. Well, it does. You know, you had Gil Scott-Heron, you know, who was a brother who he did his rap. Isaac Hayes, they rap. He did his rap. There were one or two, well, there was a cutout years ago when I was young called Here Come the Judge in 1969, 70, around that time. And I never forget it, but it was a form of rap, you know. And there were others back in the day, you know, way back, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, they, like, spoke to the music, and I guess you can call it rap. So the overall penetration of rap has definitely done so. What I'm going to do, I'm trying to find the rap jam where the Christian girls are doing some rap. See how clear this will come in. Let me try this one. Okay, and that one earlier, that audio was terrible. But anyway, Yeah, that was the Christian sisters, you know, doing their thing. You know, they was out of North Carolina, and yeah, they got it going on. I give that, you know, so much respect. Again, yes, any callers, we coming up to the end of the show pretty soon. Call the number 515-605-9354. My name is Brother Kasim, and just doing a show on rap music, and want to hear from somebody on rap and what their thoughts are, you know what I'm saying, in reference to rap music, because this genre, I'm sure, has made its mark on most people that live today in, you know, some kind of way, shape, or form. Me, you know, personally, even to this day, I mean, I'm older now, and I still enjoy the rap music. There's some new rap out now that I can kind of get with a little bit. Some of my favorite artists, most of them, you know, are still doing their thing from back in the days, but and still making music. But most of it is underground. And you won't hear it on the regular airwaves now. What you're hearing a lot now is a lot of crossover music, which lacks soul, and a lot of it lacks rhythm, something. You know, it's real music is hard to find. You know, now it's not like it used to be. You know, back in the days where, you know, we was enriched, okay, with music of all types, and but now I don't, you know, particularly care for a lot of what's going on right now. But anyway, let me see if I have any more cuts. No. You know what I'm saying? I got a few more, but the audio is terrible, so I'm not going to do it. But anyway, hopefully, you know, you've enjoyed this show. And pardon the technical difficulties with the audio, but this is Blog Talk. And hopefully you've enjoyed the show, okay, tonight. Okay, my name is Kasim Rael. This is the show Spiritual Alchemy. Remember that the power of the spoken word is indeed a powerful thing, and we should enhance, you know, our divine gift that it is, and not let those who have polluted it dominate this. I say peace and love to everybody, and until next time.